Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Somebody just tweeted out, I don't know if it's true. How many cases, COVID cases, do they have in New Zealand?
I don't know.
Apparently the Marlins have exceeded it.
Oh, well, the Marlins had more cases a couple days ago than the entire country of Vietnam, and they only had two. Vietnam had one case and they shut the whole country down again. So
they had one case and they shut the country down.
Like, hey, we're not playing no games. We know KBO, the baseball league that we had to depend on when there are no sports. If there's an outbreak, they shut the league down for 2 weeks and reassess. Now they haven't had one, so they haven't had to worry about it, but that's their plan. So all the talking heads currently are trying to figure out what's Major League Baseball's plan. What are they going to do? Will they cancel the season as a whole? Now we know what the MLS did. They had a bubble, but when two of their teams were like, had an outbreak, okay, you guys are done. We'll keep playing. Now, will Major League Baseball without a bubble decide we're going to keep playing as Lance suffers from his own injuries? Will they decide we're going to keep playing until we can't anymore?
They've already canceled their home opener.
Yeah, the Marlins have. Now, the Yankees are flying into Philly. You know, they're going to be in the same clubhouse the Marlins are in. So, apparently, that clubhouse is being fumigated to whatever extent they can get that done. And I think the Yankees are bringing in their own crew to clean it up. But will the Yankees play tonight? Will they say, we're not sure about playing the Phillies who just had all that contact with the Marlins?
Yeah. Man, I wouldn't mind it if the Yankees caught some.
John, you know if the Yankees catch something, we will have no baseball?
That is true.
So I don't know if you want the Yankees to be.
Will Manfred allow his beloved Yankees?
No. That's America's
team. To walk in harm's way?
That's America's team. Everything shuts down.
That's, you're damn right. You can point to one team and go, okay, that's an outbreak. And we know the Reds have had issues. The Braves had some guys with symptoms, but they haven't tested positive. Now, people are pointing to this started 72 hours ago. It actually started earlier than that. Because the Marlins and the Braves played each other. A couple catchers from the Braves have COVID, or at least had COVID-like symptoms. They haven't been confirmed to have COVID. And that was their scrimmage. So, to be honest, if baseball actually had a real plan, they would say, these two teams are out of commission until we test and things clear up. Instead, baseball's like, go ahead and play. And now the Marlins are... They could have pointed to middle of last week and said, no, you guys can't play. But the baseball's like, you're going to keep playing. And now we have what we have with the Marlins.
Yeah, and it's the Marlins. Is anybody going to miss them?
Well, if they have the start of no baseball, yeah, people have a problem.
Well, no, you play, you know, the Marlin minor leaguers.
But
you're playing them anyway.
But it's
not like it would, if they lose, they were going to lose anyway.
That's not the issue. The issue is, you have to wait 5 to 7 days for anyone else to come back positive. Like the guys who are around the guys who have already tested negative, who knows when the disease or the virus will show up in them. So that's the issue. You're just not going to ship in 10 more players when you still aren't sure about the other guys who aren't clean. So the Marlins are probably not going to be playing baseball for at a minimum 3 to 4 days. They're probably looking at 3 to 4 games.
Okay, who were they supposed to play?
Their home opener.
I'll find it.
So that is the issue. You can't bring in more players.
Here's the deal. Baltimore?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a problem because they only play 4 games against them. You could have played them later in doubleheaders or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because you'd have another home series with them, but they only have one home series with Baltimore.
Yeah.
That's a problem. But you figure it out. Or you don't play them. Neither of those teams are doing anything.
I get it. It doesn't matter about them, but the integrity of the season is what you're going to hear. No, and if you start removing teams, that's going to be a problem. And if baseball doesn't have an actual plan for this, what's going to keep the next team from
catching? What? If they have 12 and they can't play, you get a win. They forfeit.
I don't think baseball looks at it that way.
That's how they're going to have to. Well, baseball has done nothing all except cancel this game.
Yeah, so that's the question. Does baseball have a plan in place going forward?
They had to have had a plan.
There is no plan.
Well, no, but you had to have had a plan.
Well, what is it then? Where's the action? Because there's 12, 14 guys over here.
Well, let's see what happens. I'm sure they'll have something this afternoon. This isn't something that you just... But there's no way that you go into a season without contingency plans and plans. Okay, what happens when there's... You and I were talking about it. What happens when there's an outbreak? What's the plan? This is the first thing before you... This has to be one of the first discussions you had.
Well, here's the deal. You're not shutting down everybody because the Marlins got it.
I know. I'm just telling you what the discussion is because you can't hear it. The baseball in their 113-page report did not have anything pointing to what they do during an outbreak. So at least the plan wasn't written down anywhere.
See, that's what I said. They don't have a plan. They're not. They don't have a plan. Uh-oh. We'll just fly by the seat of our pants. That's all. We'll see. Yeah, Baltimore at Miami. That's a problem, though. Mm-hmm. Because if it was a team in their division, you can make up for it later because you have multiple home series against them, but you don't against Baltimore.
We'll see what baseball is about if they decide we're just going to push through. Hey, Yankees, get on the field, or they say Yankees, all right, we'll push this back. Maybe we play a doubleheader when we find out about the Phillies. Because if I'm a Yankee, I'm like, do any of the Phillies have it? Can mm-hmm. we find that out first before we play a game?
I mean, were they making out in between innings? What are they doing?
I don't know. How did the Marlins catch it? How did from the
I don't
Braves
know what
were
they're doing
exactly.
in their dugout?
So we have
I don't
to,
know.
So we have
you know
to
what,
find
okay.
out.
Okay. Do you think the Rangers minor league teams are in trouble?
Well, maybe they stopped that at that particular practice. Now,
well,
that
I don't know
COVID's
how it works with towels. I don't know how it works with towels.
I don't know if towels can be pick up stuff.
I don't like talking about Rangers minor league team. I don't like anything
they do
that
stuff.
Their minor league team
they,
did.
They like to do stuff to
now
each other.
Hopefully they don't have minor league anymore, so no one's doing stuff like that.
Well, but those are the guys that are in the big leagues now for the Rangers.
Fair point.
Okay. So who knows what they're doing. I don't know what the Marlins do in the dugout or in the locker room together. I don't know. Seems like a lot of guys are too close. That's all I know.
This is going to be a big deal to see how this impacts other sports. If this is a wake-up call for basketball, if it's a wake-up call for football... If it's a death knell for college football.
Well, how about...
How is this going to work? Because whatever happens here, this is... Baseball's like what college football would be like and what, you know, the NFL is going to look like.
Well, right? It's a little different. It's a little different.
How so?
You only travel once. This is multiple travel. You only travel once a week.
But why... And I guess the argument is...
And you're only going to travel... If you have nine games, you'll only travel four or five times.
But maybe it reinforces social distancing. It reinforces wear masks all the time.
Or listen, we saw Yuli at first base wearing a mask. We saw multiple Mariners wearing masks in the field. You know what?
And at bat.
You got to have a mask on at all times.
Jose Altuve was running bases with a mask on.
Yeah. Why can't you... That you can't run with a mask on is dumb. You can.
Yeah, well, because they're all using the one that goes around the neck and everything. So
you know what? You got a mandate. Everybody wears a mask.
I don't think you walk into a ballpark unless you have a mask on.
And during the game, you wear it.
Yeah, that's
maybe
the
pitcher would be the only one that didn't.
Possibly.
Well, I'll admit that I was, I'm one of those people saying, if you're getting tested every single day, if everyone's being tested, why wear a mask? Like if everyone tests
they're
negative.
Not being tested every single
well, this
day,
is
right?
why, I guess.
Yeah.
And the
baseball, yeah, they're not being tested
every day. They're not being tested every single day. I think it's every couple days.
Right. But baseball. I'm talking about all that testing that's being done. But that is the truth, though. You can be positive and test negative if it hasn't fully incubated. You can also catch it between days. Did they go out on the road? Did somebody go out on the road? Did they get it from a hotel? Did they,
Yeah, these are all questions, and all we know as far
from
as...
From a restaurant? Magic City restaurant?
Yeah, well, they were... Well, the Marlins were in Atlanta. They were in Atlanta playing the Braves. So where did they get it? But that's the thing. Baseball knew there was an issue about a week ago. And they were like, just keep playing. They could have kind of found this out back then, but let's get to the season, and now they got a disaster on their hands because they're baseball. Congratulations to your sport.
I love, but man, everybody, the media, MLB has reached its doomsday scenario. Yeah,
that's now. Well, we didn't pay it. We didn't care as much because the MLS wasn't a soccer MLS, whatever. That was the feeling from MLS reporters, and the MLS like, now we're just going to push through. We believe in our protocols, and it turns out another round of no positive tests for them. So they figured out clearly the bubble is their benefit. Will baseball go, look, guys, stop freaking out. We know this is a problem. We have a plan in place, except no one believes baseball has a plan in place.
Why didn't they just do a National League and American League bubble?
Because the players said they didn't want no part of that. They didn't want to be away from their families for so long, and this is what happens. Because that's what happened with the MLS, too. The MLS players were like, we don't want to be, because they were going to be put in a bubble for like almost a month
before. You get cardboard cutouts for your family. That's good enough.
That's for some of us. They were going to be put in a bubble like about a month before they played just to get rid of the virus completely. And then the players like, no, we don't want to do that. So that's why all those players from Dallas tested positive. The MLB players like, no, we don't want to do that.
Lance, should we do a radio bubble?
Didn't we do that already?
No, we did the opposite.
You guys were sequestered at home.
Now, about if we all just stay here, okay?
Nah,
no, I don't want to be around you.
You get to share your your office with Trey.
I do have a mini refrigerator here, but
and there are multiple rooms on this floor, like a lot of rooms that people can just distance themselves.
But you don't. But you can. You're not able to see your family.
Well, I need help now with certain things, so now it's.
And we're not going to help.
Well, maybe we'll move Charlie in with you, and Charlie can help you out with that stuff.
Charlie doesn't want to be anywhere near any of you.
Think of it. Who, like, LeBron would get this room, so who gets this room? The biggest room. With the TV and all the room. You can lay down air mattress.
The other one's got 9 TVs.
Well, there's room for an air mattress. You can plug in a mini fridge. Who gets this room?
Who's I get this one.
You think you're the LeBron?
I got this one.
You think you're the LeBron?
No, I'm Michael.
You think AJ's going to let you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lance?
He did call me a diva because I actually wanted us to have some sanitizers in here. Lance. No. That's a true story. We need paper towels and we need some sanitizer, AJ. What a diva.
Lance?
Look what's happening to the Marlins now.
Yeah.
Look what's happening to the Marlins.
Thank you. Oh, now AJ's off in a mountain somewhere in Oregon or something.
Lance, who do you think gets this room in a Gal Media bubble? Who
Fred.
Do you
think?
No, AJ.
Fred?
Yeah, I think AJ gets this room.
And he'll keep his office, too.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got his own office. He's good. No, he's good.
All right, so he's got his own office. Who's next?
Fred.
Rank him. Who gets the suite here?
Fred.
Yep.
Fred. He needs hair. He needs room for his hair.
What? What's the matter? Why does he need that much room?
Because. Have you seen
it? What about yours? Yeah. You go the same guy.
I know. I go the same guy.
You just get yours cut? Is that all you're saying?
I have to cut mine. Fred ain't doing it. Fred's saying, I need plenty of room here for this.
All right. Next up then, I'm going with...
I think Brandon.
I think Joel is going to need his own stuff.
Which room is Joel?
Yeah, because Joel is radio and sports map videos at the Wazoo.
So which room does he get?
This one?
No, but he can't have it after Fred has it.
He
Fred
gets
has
Brandon's it. Office.
Yeah, who gets the next
best room?
Oh, that's
right.
Brandon
doesn't have an office.
That's true. John is breaking the wall, the fourth
wall.
We're
doing a radio segment for people who've never even been here. Yeah. And when they were here for a listener event, they're like, they can't see anything because it was all packed.
And it was all hot.
And they're just trying to fan themselves, keep from passing out.
9:15.
I swear we didn't know AC wasn't going to be on tonight.
I want this one because it's actually cool in here. Yeah. It's actually freezing in here.
But Fred gets it. You just told us he needs room for his hair. You're not going to get it. You don't need that type of room.
9:15. Oh, yeah, I do. Okay. Mine is a little fuller than Fred's.
But it's not flowing.
But it's not flowing, no. 9:15, ESPN 975-713-780. 3776, come in.
ESPN 975. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, back here on ESPN 97.5. A lot of good videos coming out. One was Karen got kicked off a flight because she refused to wear a mask. and the passengers on the flight, when she was finally got off, they applauded when she was leaving.
United has sent something out already saying it's mandatory.
How do they let you through? But she's on the plane, and she's got like 12 handbags, and she's collecting them all, and then she's getting off of the plane. You bought a flight to go somewhere. You wanted to go to another place, and there is no faster way to get there. You wanted to be in that place, and you wanted to be there at a specific time because you booked that flight for that specific time. And yet, you got off of that flight because you wouldn't wear a mask. You're a moron. Mm-hmm. If my flight is delayed, I'm pissed. If it's canceled, it's devastating. I wanted to be here at this time, and I wanted to do a lot of this time, and I wanted to get there as quick as I can. I will do anything. I'll wear a mask.
You said you do other things
too. I'll wear a chastity belt if you need me to.
I just don't want that to be the case.
What do you want me to do to get on this flight? Because that's where I want to go, and I want to be there.
I'm fortunate. I've never had a flight canceled, only delayed, and it's like a punch in the gut because you had plans to be someplace.
Yeah.
And it can mess up your whole day depending on what you have planned once you get there. So I don't know about this flight. Let's say the flight's on time. You've got your seat. You're ready to go. All you got to do is put on that piece of cloth, and you've avoided one of the pains of air travel, not getting to your destination on time. And you couldn't do it. Because of what reason?
You could not do that. What is wrong with you? You are a moron. I mean, I know it's your rights, and I know people are out there going, I'm not wearing a mask.
Wait a minute. The airline requires you to wear a seatbelt, and you're fine with that, right? So yeah. We're going
to
now.
Well, you're taking away my rights to wiggle around.
No, you have to, or it's going to be an issue.
No. I'm not wearing a seatbelt either.
You know, you have to wear a seatbelt in your cars now too, right?
Either? I'm not wearing a seatbelt.
Wear a chastity belt?
I'll wear a chastity belt though.
Yeah, because he made that choice. No one told him to.
Okay.
Don't you have to now wear a seatbelt in your car? And people had an issue with that at some point. Now everyone does it because unless you want a ticket.
Yeah.
There was a Hufflepuff.
That's one point.
It came out before I was driving, but I remember when the seatbelt thing came out. It was like, I grew up in cars. Laying in the back window of the car while we drove around, like that was a real thing. You had such big ass cars that kids could literally lay down in the wheel well area. They could literally lay in the back window.
We used to
because they were so.
My mom said, "Do not put that seatbelt down. You'll get trapped in the car if we have an accident." I swear to God, I remember saying, "I'm like, okay, Ma." And we're flying around back there. We jump in the front seat. Hey, I want to sit up here, hear what you guys say. Okay, no, get back there. And they throw you back there. And I mean,
roll the windows up. Dad's going to smoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you hotboxing the car, Dad?
Oh, my God.
Get back up in that window like I told you, in the back window, so you can stay away from the smoke.
I remember sitting next to my dad when I was two or three, and he's choking down Bel Airs right now. I mean, and I'm like,
windows not
gagging.
Out at all.
No, gagging, like,
turn the AC on. It'll help the kids.
That's what we call freedom, though. Don't take that away.
That is freedom.
Don't take away my freedom. Everyone adapted to wearing a seatbelt. Everyone's like, okay, just click the seatbelt. We're good. A piece of cloth could have gotten you to your destination.
Smoking was available on flights for an unbelievably long time. Then it was like, okay, no smoking on flights. Now it is. Mask on flight, that's fine. If I'm going to get on there and take my chance anyway, I'm probably going to have a mask, and I'm probably going to wear some rec specs like Kareem used to wear. I'm wearing goggles. I'm double masking. I'm doing standard mask, and I'm doing the around the neck mask.
You know, the thing about her.
I'm going to need you dirty people giving me coronavirus. Mm.
Dirty bitches, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
The thing about her in particular, or anyone who is so against it, When they're interviewed about why they don't want to wear them, you immediately feel like you're talking to a dumb person. You're like, what? Have you ever has an explanation about not wearing a mask? Like, we're like, oh, that kind of makes sense.
No,
it's now the
it's
new
my
thing
freedoms.
Is you have to have a medical. You have to be medically excluded. Is I have a medical condition, so I don't have to wear one. So there's a local restaurant. I saw this from Big Angry had a. tweet about this, or maybe it's on Instagram, where there's a local restaurant, fairly well-known local restaurant, and the food, everyone had a mask on, everyone in the restaurant, everyone, the food servers, but one guy didn't, and when he asked about it, it was because, well, that guy's medically excluded from wearing a mask, and he happened to be the food expediter, which means the person hanging out over all the food the entire time.
Did he have one of those fake cars that said he was medically excluded?
I don't know. I don't know how it went down, but if you're a guy that is excluded, then you probably shouldn't be the one sitting hanging out over the food the whole time.
I got a feeling he had one of those fake laminated cars that says I don't have to wear a mask.
Why that man? Why are you taking that man's into his pocket?
Let me get through here. Let me see. What's this? Oh, this is my support dog card. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. My handicap for my
weed for my glaucoma. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Handicap parking
mm-hmm. thing in here. And, oh, here it is. Don't have to wear a mask card. Huh. Mm-hmm. Seems like you got everything in your pocket. It excludes you from any rules.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No seatbelt rule.
I left that in my car because that's where it needs to be. I don't need to have it when I'm walking around.
I have a sternum problem, so I can't wear a seatbelt.
Mm-hmm. What happens when your sternum goes head first into the steering wheel? What kind of problem will you have then?
Then you got a Lance problem. Then you got what happens when you climb a ladder? It's unsteady, okay? And your kid wants to hold the ladder for you. But you say, nah, I don't need that. You're taking away my freedom. To do this by myself.
To stand on an unsteady ladder.
Somebody said, because you didn't hear the story earlier, Lance fell off his ladder and he's got a bad shoulder. And apparently you said Snacks came out and wanted to hold the ladder for you.
Yeah.
But you told him no because he was wearing a T-shirt.
And it was raining outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said.
Yeah, no rain gear on.
Why? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you have rain gear on while you're doing it?
I actually did. Yeah. I had a rain wear jacket. I was prepared. Oh, man. This is.
Sounds like a liar.
A smart move. Somebody else said, you're on an aluminum ladder. And it was aluminum. You're on an aluminum ladder and you're afraid of lightning. But this is the thing. There was no lightning in that storm. That was just a rainstorm. That was coming in from the Gulf. There was no lightning involved in that one, so I wasn't worried about it.
Are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
You sure there was none?
You took a chance.
Okay.
All right. Tell you what, it felt like I got hit by lightning when I landed.
Did you hold your golf club up in the air while you were on the aluminum ladder?
No.
And try to reach into the gutter?
But I did hang on to the gutter, and I slightly bent the gutter, too, as I fell and dislocated my shoulder out of socket. Hmm. That was a good feeling. Oh. I can't find one single way to get comfortable right now. This whole show's literally been a nightmare. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
It's like your shoulder is like Devo in the eighth.
I know.
Devo in the eighth is my new one now. Eight outs to go. Devo in the eighth.
Oof. What's the worst decision? What Dusty did with Devo or Lance's decision?
I know what caused you
more pain, John.
That's one game,
but it could mean a championship.
And several months.
If they don't get home field advantage in the playoffs.
Nah, we're not playing baseball anymore. The Marlins are canceling the year. Which one caused you more pain, John? Lance's shoulder or Devo's?
Me more pain, personally? Devo. Devo cost me a lot more pain. I was more pissed about that one. It affected me much greater.
And to be fair, the Lance thing was, that's just Lance.
That's Lance.
Yeah. Big surprise.
Yeah, I think he's kind of evened it out from his right foot to his now left shoulder. I
mean, they're saying here online that I'm supposed to keep it in a sling and keep it immobile, but right. I just don't see how that's possible.
It is kind of possible.
When you take it out of the sling, that's why it's not
like
possible.
Right now?
Yeah, that's why it's not possible.
It felt better at first, and now it feels
worse.
How
many pain pills are you on?
None. That's why this is so terrible.
Well, why aren't you on pain
pills?
That's
a dumb thing.
Well, I can't be.
Why not? Oh, you got to drive.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I got to go get my
Let Snacks drive you to work.
Snacks can't hold a ladder, but he can drive to work.
It's not even about driving. I can drive fine. It's just about there's not a comfortable. You said you had this. There's no comfortable spot. The only comfortable is laying on my back with a pillow right underneath. Like there's a certain way.
Well, you could do a show like that.
Nah, not here. I can't.
We can get you a mic and then you just lay on your back.
Well, this is the worst decision I've ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, I just should have let it just fall out of the rain out of the gutter. It was just on my nerves.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, why?
Just if I could go back and do it
you
again.
You just got to let some things go, sir.
Mm-hmm.
This is my top three worst things I've ever done.
What's the other two?
Marriage one.
Oh, marriage one.
Easy first.
Yeah.
Second, I have to think about it. Maybe this. It's just such a poor decision. It's going to impact me. Everyone's saying, oh, John said this. Like three people on, good luck, bro. I've had that before. It's the worst.
And it never goes away.
It never goes away.
It never goes away.
Malik told me that yesterday. I missed a dunk and messed up my, and it still to this day stings. I'm like, God.
No.
I haven't heard one person.
It will never go away.
Have you seen your new logo? No one has said,
hey, listen, recovery's not bad. It actually goes back to full steam. You're in good shape.
Well, particularly.
No one said that.
You're not getting sports science type medicine. You're just getting put in a sling. Have you seen your new logo? We had your
tripping
logo.
There's a new logo?
Yeah. I want to see the new logo.
Oh, it was sent to all of us, but there's a new logo. Can we get both?
I didn't see it.
It's just, well, I don't know how to explain it other than Lance falling off a ladder.
Oh, I saw that one.
Can we get both?
Is it? Like no. Jordan only no. falling?
No, it's not that. It's not that specific, but it is funny to watch him fall.
We gotta have one.
There it is. Lance. Pedro Gracia.
Can we have the other one? Where's the other one? Side by side.
Yeah.
When he trips over the curb.
This is terrible.
Hey, guess what? We've had our first tropical storm, people. Guess what's happening? Tropical storms, tropical depressions, hurricanes. It's here already. It's July, and we got a tropical depression already. Are you kidding me? Well, guess what? The MMA law firm is here for you because during this rainy season, floods, hurricanes, you're going to have to deal with insurance companies. Insurance companies are going to deny your claim. Insurance companies are going to tell you they do not want to pay you. Well, here's the deal. At McClenny, Mosley & Associates, the MMA law firm, they are going to deal with those guys because this is what they do every single day. And listen, a lot of times, if they act in bad faith, you could be entitled up to three times your damage amount. Are you dealing with an insurance company right now? Are they acting in bad faith? Well, you got a free, no obligation consultation with the expert attorneys at the MMA law firm. And, oh, by the way, you don't have to put anything down for them to fight. If they win, they get paid. But it all comes from the recovery, not out of your pocket. So there's nothing to lose, especially if you're dealing with an insurance company that ain't paying. LargeLossAttorneys.com. LargeLossAttorneys.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance's logos. Oh, Pedro. Good job there, Pedro. I'm going to retweet it. There you go. Lance's logos.
And Max sent us the one of him tripping over a curb. Like with the Jordan brand colors, yeah. Too.
That's a pretty good one. But Lance isn't wearing a helmet.
You have your arm all the way up and then dislocated out of socket. There's the OG.
Yep. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776.
I'm not answering yours, Art. Leaving shoes on a car has got to make the top three worst decisions. It's not in the top 300 worst decisions.
No. It was just Lance being
Lance.
So
I left shoes on a car. Big deal.
That's not even just a decision. He just forgot.
Yeah, I just forgot. I was sleepy. And people say, wait, how did you leave your... I don't know. I would like put them on the car. I was going in to do radio at 610. I was opening the car. I don't know how I left them on, but I just did. But I wouldn't even put it in. I've made way worse decisions than leaving shoes on a car. I was able to put my golf soft spikes on, and just, those are my shoes for the day. Just golf spikes. I think I also went into station one time with no shoes,
barefoot.
Just socks.
You did?
Not barefoot, just socks.
Socks.
Yeah.
I think that was the...
Because it's no big deal when we do a show at 6 a.m. I go in with socks. It's when I had to leave.
Leave.
Like, man, at 10. I had to walk through this whole place with socks on.
Because I forgot them. Yeah, this is a good ad. Did you see this one? Nicotine cigarettes, the smooth taste expectant mothers crave. And there's a woman who's clearly pregnant,
smoking
on a heater. That's what we used to do. And we don't do that anymore, right, Del? Are her freedoms taken away?
No, we don't do that.
Expectant mothers' freedoms taken away now?
No, we don't take anyone's freedoms away. And if you try, we'll get them on video acting a fool.
Yeah. Man, I love cigarette ads back in the day. Especially women smoking cigarettes. They made it look glamorous. It was glamorous, though, back in the day. Everybody smoking. Expectant mothers. The smooth taste expectant mothers crave. I love that. Man, you used to be able to smoke on planes.
By the way, expectant mothers can still smoke cigarettes. There's no rule against it.
No.
It's not advisable, but no one's banning them from doing that.
No, and they can drink and do blow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do what you like.
They can do whatever.
So we're not taking your freedoms away.
Man, cigarette ads were boss back in the day. They were boss. There's Joan Crawford.
Being glamorous.
Was she an expectant mother while she was smoking a cigarette?
No, I don't know. She was Mommy Dearest, wasn't she?
I believe so.
Yeah, she was Mommy Dearest. Rita Hayworth smoking.
Wow, hangers!
Rita Hayworth smoking cigarettes. She could do whatever she wants. Rita Hayworth. She was strong.
I've got
the dash. Have we even touched on the dash?
Yes, you led with that.
I led with the dash. I know, but it's like we've gotten away with it.
You know, it was on CBS.
Away from it.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah,
I watched some of it.
So I tried to get over there, but this is
what
true
do you
story.
Mean you
tried to get over to
the
a
CBS.
Here's the thing. Here's two things.
Yeah.
Saturday. So you guys, everybody said it was Saturday the championship came.
Mary, I believe, might have said
Mary
that.
Mary said that. It was Saturday.
But it was Sunday.
Mary, are you behind your team? Are you, though, Mary? Are you?
Well, I know that Mary watched the game, at least parts of the game yesterday, so she's behind them enough to know that they won.
Okay, I knew they won.
But I don't.
But I couldn't get over there. But I did. I was looking all over for this game, and I ended up on ESPN watching the Liberty and the Storm.
The start.
So I kind of felt like, well, I'm doing my job here.
But you weren't for the H, because holding it down for the H.
I'm not. I was for women's equal rights in sports.
By accident.
I watched Sabrina Ionescu in
her
first ever game.
Doesn't matter how he got there. It just matters that he's an ally now.
Okay? Yeah, I'm an ally. Yeah.
Well, who won the game?
The Storm killed him.
Yeah, blowout.
The Liberty, Ionescu, I saw her first assists and baskets and rebounds.
She didn't have a great game, though.
No, she didn't. But, you know, she was playing Sue Bird. And Breonna Stewart.
Yeah, but she's the next big one. It was her first game.
Yeah, it was her first game.
Yeah, but the dash went 2-0. A late goal put it away. They scored early, I think either the fifth or sixth minute on the penalty.
Penalty
kick? To go up 1-0. Schmidt took it. Rachel Daly had an assist on the second goal. So, and she had a pass that led to the penalty as well. So she had a big game, one of their stars. And so the dash.
Oh, you make two passes, it's a big game.
Well, okay. if it leads to two goals, yes,
it's a dumb sport.
When in hockey, when you have two assists, is that a good game?
Yeah.
All right, then that's what she did. Two assists to lead to goals.
Oh,
same
really?
Thing. Yes, yes, it's the same thing. Why are you fighting that?
Because, listen, Wayne Gretzky, whatevs.
Whatevs.
He had more assists than people have points.
I know, the great one. I get it. But as far as a single game, when two of her passes led directly to goals, that's a good game. So the Dash win their first ever anything. Never made the playoffs before. But they win the Challenge Cup in Utah.
I'm on board.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm all in.
You sound like it.
Yeah. No.
Are you, though?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
I don't.
Are you?
I am, Mary.
Are you, though?
No, it doesn't sound like
that might be my favorite sounder.
I know.
The anguish and disappointment in her voice.
Because it was you saying, I'm an ally and I'm a fan of the Dash.
I'm on board is what he said.
I'm on board, yeah. Are you though?
Are you though?
When she said it, it was such great timing.
Because she was an intern. She's trying her hardest to bring attention to women's sports. She goes, maybe John will get involved. And your tone the whole time was
I was all in. But here's the deal. Apparently my Xfinity box goes offline. I'm trying to change the channel to get to it, and I can't.
Did it though?
Kind of did.
Okay,
does
sure.
It
wouldn't work.
Oh yeah, okay.
It wouldn't work.
You couldn't get the CBS.
So I had to watch golf and.
Oh, okay.
It was right at the same time.
And Astros.
The game started at 11 or
11:30. I think.
Yeah. There you were. It's 11:30.
How are you though? And I
are
did.
You
I did something for the women's call. I watched some Thelma and Louise too. What? It was on Showtime, so I watched a little bit.
What?
Because it.
So if
did
you
listen to Chaka Khan also. I'm every woman. Did you listen to Shaka?
Did not.
Because you could have
Helen Reddy.
Thelma and Louise
all
is
Sunday
a big deal.
Been your day.
Like if you went Thelma and Louise, that is
see.
I'm for the cause,
Del.
He might be an ally.
Are you though?
He might be an ally.
I am an ally.
By the way, some news that is non-ally related: the Yankees Phillies game has been canceled.
Ah,
because the Phillies are a dirty team.
Because the Yankees are like, I ain't doing this. Sorry. You figure your. By the way, Phil, you figure out if you got COVID before we actually play you guys.
Hey, can I ask you why is the MLB trending right now? Do you think
it's not for good reasons?
Nope. Well, how about a plan? MLB is trending because everybody wants to know what are you going to do.
What are you guys doing? Do you have a plan in place?
And it's bleeping insanity that both hockey and basketball did bubbles, and the MLB was like, let's just fly around the country like normal. That's from KFC Barstool.
They're like,
yeah, people aren't very impressed with Major League Baseball.
Look,
right now.
if we just do regional travel, if like you know the Marlins flying from Miami to or Atlanta or Miami to Philly, you know regional travel, this will work out. Okay, sure. Like the trip from Florida to Miami's.
Well, they do have their own planes.
EPL
that they
successfully
sanitize themselves.
Still traveling like, though.
But what are they? What are they?
Exactly.
Gonna,
so don't use that as your reasoning. You
well, might right. as well they gotta stay in a hotel for 3 days.
You might as well use a full travel to all the places. What does it matter if you're doing regional travel at this point? You're still staying in hotels.
Right. 943 ESPN 97.5 713-780. 3776. Rudy, we'll get you on the other side.
By the way, on the Pat McAfee podcast, Jeff Passan's on there saying, going out and playing games tonight anywhere would look just completely tone deaf. You agree with that?
No. I don't agree with many things Jeff Passan says, though.
Why would that keep another?
Why is that tone deaf?
I don't have any idea.
Is anyone dying? They tested positive and they might have some, you know, you have, no, how severe is it? Let's not stop. Stop. Okay, because there's different strains and there's different. People are testing positive all over. Just because some baseball players got it, you have to shut it down. Stop.
We don't know the severity of what the Marlins are dealing with or the Reds because they have. I believe
we have no idea.
You still feel just as confident about college football playing in the fall?
Yep.
You do?
Yep.
They'll try. I don't know how far they'll get with it.
I think a lot of it will depend on what happens.
They're
going to
be in their own bubbles.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they, though?
Yes, they are, though.
You mean kind of like the NBA actual bubble where Lou Williams went out and got some wings and things?
Right.
Well, at a strip club?
That's why he's in an airlock for 10 days.
Yeah, he's
in an airlock for 10 days.
He can't go anywhere
now. They actually had a real bubble.
Right.
With all the amenities and everything he needed there.
Well, once school starts and you have them captive, then you're going to be fine.
I don't think they like the word captive.
Well, that's all right.
Not sure if
they're going to be their prisoners. Okay.
Nope.
If they want any season to get off, they better be.
If they want to play.
They better be.
944. You know what? You could use some testosterone to help you out.
Well, I could use something right now. Testosterone is something that can really, really help. I don't know if it can help my shoulder out, but I do know that it can help a lot of things out. And so the quality of life, people talk about quality of life, living your best life. For men over the age of 40, a lot of times that's tied directly to your testosterone level. Testosterone level is what keeps the libido up. Testosterone level is what keeps lean muscle mass instead of belly flab. And when you can't get rid of it, that's usually a testosterone issue. If your workouts, you just don't have the same energy to get through them, or you can't push as many weights as you used to. I know a lot of times you say, well, that's just I'm just getting older. Well, yeah, but you're also potentially losing testosterone, which is hurting your opportunities. Check out my friends over at Men's T Clinic. They're the ones who can test you, get you results within minutes, and then you can find out what they can do for you to help you live your best life, to have a customized program for your testosterone levels to be at their optimal levels so that you are, you know, having the best results in all those areas I talked about. Men'sTClinic.com. A lot of questions are answered there at their website. They do a great job of getting the answers that you need. Men'sTClinic.com. 5 locations around Houston. Men'sTClinic.com.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
D tried to come at me and say, Lance, Whitney Houston sings that song, I'm Every Woman, not Chaka Ding Dong. Excuse me, if you know your R&B and your soul from the 70s, you know that Chaka Khan sang it.
Excuse me.
In 78. And then you're probably going to come to me and tell me that I believe the children of the future. What's this song called? The Greatest Love of All. That's Whitney Houston. George Benson sang it first. So Whitney's just sitting out there. She was sitting out there biting all these different songs.
Yeah,
so.
you type in The Greatest Love of All, and it goes by Whitney Houston. That's the first result.
Yep, and she didn't sing it first. George Benson did. And I don't know if George was the first one. I just first heard it when it was George Benson. So I'm just saying.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
Wikipedia, originally recorded in 1977 by George Benson.
Yep.
Who made the song a hit.
Hits.
It peaked at number 2.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
U.S. Hot Soul Singles.
Chaka Khan, actually, I like Chaka Khan's version of I'm Every Woman.
Better watch your mouth, sir.
Yeah, well.
Don't get popped.
Oh.
I mean, she's the OG.
Watch yourself.
She's the OG.
Hey, Lisa's here. We got to go. Rudy, you'll be next. But Lisa, the ladies always go to the front of the line. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was just wondering, what's going on with Dell State of Florida and the baseball? Why is it so messed up right now? They can't get their stuff together.
Have you talked to any of your people in Florida about this?
Yeah, I actually put a couple calls in. Turns out they're not properly run, that state. I don't know if you know this. So the biggest issue is Florida's run like a bleep show, to be honest with you. Has been for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then Major League Baseball, you add Major League Baseball, how they run their stuff, and how Florida runs their stuff, you get an outbreak for the Florida baseball team.
How about that?
That's how it goes.
Lisa, that's the update from Florida.
Any other questions about Florida, Lisa, that I can answer?
Yeah, Del, that's your little place.
I mean, I haven't lived there since I was 2, but whatever. I got all the answers.
No, that's good. That was it. I was just curious about Dell State of Florida going on with the baseball there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lisa, to your point, another thing that may give you some context about Florida. Florida as a state with a smaller population has more total COVID cases than the country of Italy. So that can speak to how Florida is being run.
So in other words, that's how Florida rolls.
Yeah, that is Florida. They're a problem.
Mm-hmm. So what else?
I do like that you are. I do like that. That's your state now.
Yeah,
is your state.
I haven't lived there as a human being consistently since I was about 2.
Because of all the states that you'd least like to own, Florida would be number 1.
As far as this is concerned,
just think as far as anything's concerned.
I don't mind some of the Florida stuff. I mean, Florida it provides entertainment to the rest of the country. So I'm like, I thank Florida.
Yeah,
for
that's
that.
What I mean.
It does do that.
I mean, they've got
it
some
really
good,
does.
They got some good stuff in Florida. I just mean Floridians.
Yeah, Florida in itself is multiple countries in one, or multiple states in one. You go down to Miami, it's a lot different than the Panhandle, or even Central Florida. I mean, like, you ask people in the Southern Florida, like, yo, could you just cut us off from the rest of Florida? Because we're nothing like them. And it's true. They're not. Multiple cultures in the same state. Multiple ways of living. But all in all, just a big-ass mess.
It really kind of is. Let's get Rudy in here. What up, Rudy?
Fellas.
What up?
Hey, fella. Yeah, I'm missing the key story. When's the parade for the Dash?
One Dash parade, well, I think because of COVID, they're going to have to eliminate the Dash parade.
What?
Maybe just do a drive-by parade, like some of the birthdays. Yeah. Like people are doing the drive-by birthdays back in March and April. Drive-by parade, and people in their house can be like, hey.
Like your wife's birthday party?
Yeah, my wife did not have a birthday party.
She didn't?
No, we had dinner. It was nice at Riel. We had... Dinner is nice. Ooh, don't forget, I got you some wings coming on Wednesday.
I know.
See? Now you're excited.
You see? You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, after the lies and delays that occurred last week.
Did y'all see what happened with Keenan Allen and Mike Evans? So Keenan Allen, so here's players being upset with their standing, so they have to take to Twitter to... So the NFL's top 100 came out. Keenan Allen said, okay, I'm tired of biting my tongue. And he said, at Cheetah, which I think is Tyreek Hill. So he basically said, Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin, and the list goes on, are not a better receiver than me. Faster than me every day of the week. But separation, child please. So Keenan Allen's upset with his NFL 100, where he ended on the NFL 100 list. So the first thing that Mike Evans said is, you tagged the wrong Chris Godwin, LOL. And don't be mad at us. We ain't make the rankings or care about them. I like the confidence, but be realistic. You're not on my level, bro. So then people right now are pulling out stats between the two guys and what their numbers are. Evans is definitely better, even with one less season in the books. Mike Evans' season versus, you know, and he does this seasons do look better. But then all of a sudden, retweet if you're Keenan Allen. Like if you're Mike Evans. So now there's a little bit of a...
So who's winning?
At one point, Keenan Allen, where he sees his rankings, his ranking is 77th. He said, starting to feel like I did something to somebody. I've never seen players get so... I get it. This is the way you're... But now, when you have Madden rankings... And then you have NFL top 100. Some of these players are going to be so crushed. I just don't know if they're going to be able to play.
Their feelings are hurt.
Their rankings for Madden, and then on top of NFL top 100, this is either going to be the biggest chip on their shoulder or a dislocated.
Well, who
shoulder.
Gets hurt more, Will Fuller or Keenan Allen?
Will Fuller. Will Fuller leads the world in injuries.
Who gets hurt more, Keenan Allen or Carlos Correa?
Ooh, I feel like that's also Carlos Correa.
You do?
I feel like
how much time has Keenan Allen missed, though?
Let me check. The last three seasons, he's only missed three games.
That's it?
Yeah.
It just seems like early in his career.
Carlos Correa misses almost the same amount of time. Actually, Carlos Correa has missed more time than Will Fuller. Remember?
Yeah.
Percentage of games, which is shocking. Keenan Allen, the last time. Now, he did have those 2 years. He played eight games in 2015, one game in 2016. But yeah, as Dell said, lately
he's been around.
Yeah, really all but two seasons.
Yeah, last 3 years on the field quite a bit. So I'm going to go with Correa and Will Fuller.
I mean, I like Keenan Allen. His touchdown totals 8-4-4-0-6-6-6. Didn't mean to put a 666 on you, Keenan, but that's what it is. Yards per target for his career, 8.4. I mean, he's a short yardage. He's a short yardage possession receiver is what he is. He is great at winning the ball. He's great at running routes and all that stuff. But he really isn't on Mike Evans. Like Mike Evans is a guy who can turn games around. Keenan Evans is a possession receiver.
Keenan Allen.
I mean, Keenan Allen is a possession receiver who had a quarterback who would always look for him.
Yeah.
Once Antonio Gates was out of the mix, it was perfect. Like Kanan.
Well, is he a possession receiver or did he have a possession quarterback?
I think it's both.
Yeah.
I think it's both.
And Mike, how's T.Y. going to like that this year?
Well, either he's going to like it a lot or not like it.
He's going to turn into a possession receiver.
Well, either that or it'll be Michael Pittman turning into the possession receiver, a big target.
And T.Y. ain't getting nothing because he can't throw the ball down the field.
See, the Colts think you can. They think Phillip Rivers can throw the ball down the field. I feel very confident that that's not a guy you want throwing with safeties lurking over the top.
No.
I mean, to me, it could be a Jack Doyle factory. Doyle with his 13th catch.
That could be.
Let's line him up, Doyle. Let's keep going, baby. Like, you can't win a division on the broad shoulders of Jack Doyle. That's not going to happen.
Ooh, Jack Doyle might be my
Look at Mike Evans. Now, his touchdowns were like 5, 8, 8, 12, 3, 12. But Mike Evans has not had a season where he didn't catch 1,000 yards. Every season, Mike Evans is at 1,000.
Now, he goes over the top.
His yards per target is 8.7, so it's a little higher than Keenan's. Keenan's is decent, I guess. But, yeah, and his catch percentage is Keenan's a lot higher than – there's a lot more drops with Mike Evans than with Keenan Allen.
But Mike goes downfield now.
Yeah.
All right, 957 ESPN, 97.
Although his yards per target are not that, like 8.7 to Keenan Allen's 8.4. It's not that different.
Really?
Yeah, but his yards per catch, 15.7 for Mike Evans. And for Keenan Allen, his yards per catch for his career, 12.2.
Well, but wait a minute. Did you say, so it was yards per attempt?
Yards per target.
Per target. Well, that's because Jameis couldn't hit him. So he got zero on a lot of them.
It does. So that counts as a zero?
For targets?
Yeah, it has to.
He goes from 15 to 8.
They're not saying, oh, you're 9.5 yards deep in the pattern. Yeah, that's literally a zero. You're right, because that makes a lot more sense when you look at their catch percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes a lot more
Big Philly hit him was more accurate. Yeah. All right, 958 ESPN 97.5. Someone 3780-3776. We actually had two phone calls. Anybody else wants to get in? Let's go.
ESPN 97.5.